B'tachon for Live Shir 523, Sunday, Parshas Vayigash. We are discussing the story of the woman that lost a lot of money, and then she felt mivtach, she trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the money came back. And we have to understand a very important point in this story. Because originally, when you hear the story without the outcome, in our minds we feel that you would need a nace for the money to come back. In order for a person to get his money back after he's scammed, it's almost impossible. There's no way for that to happen. It never happens. And yet we see that it happened. And was it an ace? That's not an ace. There's a very logical and teva way of explaining how the money came back. I don't know if we will ever find it out, but bottom line, there is a very logical explanation that the money came back. It's very normal. It's not Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not Makas Bechayrus. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did it. And that's how we have to approach every situation. A person has to realize that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can get you out of the situation. Like we said many times in the level of Tikva. We happen to be discussing right now that she responded with Mivtach. But the point of the story that we can take away is that even though it seemed like we needed an ace, and no one today feels that they deserve an ace, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent to Yeshua without anything supernatural, without any nace, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent something amazing, something unexpected. And that's a lesson that we should take with us for the next time that, Rachmana Litzlan, we're experiencing a difficulty. However we want to respond to the situation, we can accept it, we can trust the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that will be the level of Miftach. We can try to work out a way to get out of the situation and lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit to help us along, that would be Mishan. We can hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation, that would be Tikva. And then there are higher levels that we'll Emir Tzashem discuss. But however we respond to it, we have to keep one thing in mind. To the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it is a no-brainer to send you the Yeshua. It's not any harder to send you the Yeshua, no matter how difficult the situation seems. And he doesn't need an ace. He doesn't have to do anything supernatural. He might do something that you didn't think of. But you have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a lot smarter than you. So just because you can't think of a way out, doesn't mean the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't have a way out. And every time you're faced with a situation, that is the bottom line that you have to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely has a way out. Will he or won't he? That's dependent on you. It's dependent on how many schosim and how much bitachon you have. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a no-brainer. There's nothing stopping him from sending a complete, unexpected, amazing Yeshua in a natural way.